News continues to come in from the devastated regions of Louisiana. We hear now from some people whose lives took a sudden turn when Hurricane Katrina swooped over their hometown.
My name is Karen Jones. I live in Metairie, Louisiana. It's scary because I've only got like $80 to my name. My job and my bank and everything like that is all in New Orleans. I'm pretty much been promised that when everything is clear, I'll have my job back, which is fine. But for a month, I don't know what I'm going to do.
My name is Elsie Lindsay. I live in Uptown New Orleans, 3 blocks off the Mississippi River. My mother passed away on Thursday before the hurricane, and we're unable to get in touch with the funeral home. We got my mother basically lying in state right now waiting for us to bury her.
My name is Alex Watkins. I am an attorney. My son just started. He had been 2 days of kindergarten, and now that stopped, and we don't know when it's going to start again. So everything's sort of just on hold.
Alex Watkins' wife is Sarah Wheelock. She says she didn't realize how tough the adjustment would be for their son.
He said he wanted to go take a nap, and he pulled the covers over his head, and he started crying, and he was afraid our house had been blown to bits, and, he wanted to go home, and he started pounding his fists on the bed, and I realized that he had been absorbing everything around him and that it was wrong not to talk to him about it. So we talked about it, and I explained to him that we couldn't go home for a long time, that New Orleans was underwater, and he was very interested, of course, being a 5-year-old boy and the soldiers with the big guns on the street, and we tried to explain it to him, and now he seems better.
I'm John Coleman. We decided to leave on Saturday morning. I took clothing, but it's not that much, really. And in reality, it was 4 people riding in our vehicle, so it's not a lot that we truly could take. Everything else is at my house. Probably all that is underwater.
My name's Sarah Davis. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My grandmother lives in Gulfport, and after the storm went through Gulfport, she called and wanted us to come get her because she was out of power and didn't have any running water. It's normally a 2-hour trip. It took us over 4 hours to get there. Then when we got to Gulfport, everything was just demolished. Most of the houses, the roofs were lifted off of them. My grandmother, she's terrified, and we're going to try to convince her that she doesn't need to move back there at all.
Most of the people in Louisiana we talked to don't know when they'll be able to go back home. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is discouraging thousands of evacuees from returning home, saying conditions there aren't safe.